This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now we're going to join WSMI's Tim Mize.
Jennifer Graham, thank you so much, and welcome to the woodshed here at Lincolnwood High School for the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Game number one set to tip at 9:30 this morning here at Lincolnwood. All the money raised today will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association, so please come out, support this wonderful event and the great cause, the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. And, you know, it's the second one, but it's the first one without Terry. Of course, Terry was at the shootout a year ago and then passed away earlier this year, and we're happy to have Brenda with us right now. And Brenda, it's so great to see you. And I've had people ask me quite a few times, how are you doing? So I guess I will just lead that into you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think the 6-month mark, you hit a real kind of a low. And maybe with the holiday seasons, too. But overall, I'm doing good.
And, I mean, we've talked a number of times. And the great thing about Terry was he gave us all so much joy, many thrills, that we all have wonderful memories of him. You have more than the rest of us, of course. But being in this place on this day, it just feels
right. It's
pretty
cool. Mm-hmm.
And I know Terry always, he always wanted a shootout. It was always something that he wanted, and I hate the fact that this is how we got it.
Yeah.
It was from him getting sick, but I know he's looking down with a big smile on his face today, just proud of the fact that there's a basketball shootout here, and all these area teams, all these local kids going to be a part of it. And, you know, for people who knew Terry, they understand what he was about. But maybe for people who just listened to him on the radio and didn't know him personally, just talk to us from your perspective about what you loved about the man.
Well, he was the kindest man I ever met, and that's part of the reason, besides loving him, that I married him, because I'd never met anyone so kind, which everyone will say. He was the kindest man. He kept me balanced. He kept everyone balanced. He showed no fear. He showed no, even in the craziest moments or the most scariest moments of my life, he always made me feel safe. So, and he brought so much joy to everyone.
He had that ability, and it was just natural for him to make you feel calm.
Yes. Like
no matter mm-hmm. what's swirling around you, whether it was a big problem or a small problem, he always found a way to just kind of put it in perspective and just make you realize it'll be okay.
Right. He would walk you. He would always walk me through it, and then at the end of it, I would feel really safe, you know, because I'm like, if he believes that, then I'm good with that.
We are talking with Brenda Tote here on WSMI Sports Saturday, getting set for the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Game one will tip this morning at 9:30. Lincolnwood will take on Hillsboro in girls action at 11 o'clock. The Carletonville and Pawnee girls will square off. Then at 12:30, a boys game has Carletonville against Carrollton. At 2 o'clock, another boys' game, Gillespie against North Mac. At 3:30, it'll be Nokomis taking on Southwestern. At 5 o'clock, Lincolnwood will face Litchfield. Then at 6:30 this evening, the Rochester girls will take on Pleasant Plains. And the nightcap at 8, boys play with Hillsboro taking on New Berlin. We need to get to our first break here on Sports Saturday. We are live from the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer at Lincolnwood. We're back with Brenda and more following these messages. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday here inside the woodshed at Lincolnwood High School for the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. We have Brenda Tote with us right now. And Brenda, one of the conversations that was had at the radio station was what to do with Terry's voice. And Terry liked the idea of his voice remaining on the air in some capacity. So that is what we have done with the legal IDs and some of the promos and, of course, the sports bumpers, and we intersperse them into as many things as we can. But that's something we wouldn't have done it if Terry and you weren't okay with it.
Right, and Brian actually talked to Terry about that, and I want everyone to be clear. Terry, when he retired, said, yeah, go ahead and keep my voice on. And as I listen and I hear that booming voice, you know, WSMI FM 106, mm-hmm. and it's like it's so strong, and it just reminds you of the old T that was, you know, really strong. And in these basketball games, broadcasting and making it all exciting. So I think it's wonderful that his voice is on. I don't know how WSMI would sound without his voice.
It wouldn't sound right.
I don't think so.
It would be, if something would just be off about that. And we had mentioned it a little bit in the last segment, but Terry and I talked so many times over the years about how cool it would be to be able to get a WSMI shootout started and have our area teams involved. And I mentioned before that it's sad that his sickness is how it came about, but he was still very proud of this event.
Yes, he was. I think the fact that it had his name on it was, I mean, he was a humble guy. But the fact that this happened, I mean, he had things in his life that he ticked off, you know, that he wanted girls, he wanted girls sports, you know, he wanted soccer, he wanted to do some volleyball. And, this was definitely one of the things that he wanted to shoot out. And to have his name on it is a real honor.
I remember when I told him that his name was going to be on it, he said, "Really?
Yes.
Sure you want to do that?" I said, "Yeah, I am. 1,000%. Talking with Brenda Toad here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And Brenda, of course, you mentioned, you know, the holiday times. It can be a little rough for the first year without your loved one. But you've got two wonderful children.
Oh, yeah.
And wonderful grandchildren.
Oh, yes.
And that certainly always puts a smile on
your
face.
Yes, it does. You can tell, can't
yes.
you?
And just talk a little bit. People, I'm sure, are interested. Brendan, Bridget, statuses.
Brendan is in Iowa. He's married. He has two children, Zachary and Jacob, and they're 5 and 4, and they're a handful. And they're exposed very much to the arts. And Bridget is in New Hampshire, and it's been tough for her because she is in New Hampshire and she's so far away. But she'll make it through.
Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, obviously an abbreviated show as we are inside of 10 minutes of game number one tipping off here at the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. And of course, Terry was with us last year during the shootout. It was a long day for him, but he battled through all day long. And at the end of the night, he took the microphone and said a few words. And we're going to bring you Terry Tote's words to close out the first shootout last year at Carthenville.
I do want to thank some people. Big thank you to Carlinville High School, Pat Drew, the principal, Darren Denis, the athletic director. They run great tournaments. It's a great venue. I've broadcast more high school basketball games from this gymnasium than any other gymnasium in the listening area. When you take into account the regular season games, the Macoupin County tournaments, the holiday tournaments, the postseason tournaments, this is a great venue, and I love coming to Carlinville High School. It's a terrific place, and guys, thank you very much. You do a great job. Big thank you to our friends from the Montgomery County Cancer Association. They help so many people in so many different ways. The money that's raised in Montgomery County stays in Montgomery County, and not every organization can say that. So to the MCCA folks who volunteered tonight and today, thank you. 100 volunteers here today. Without them, none of this work. And I really appreciate the fact that they showed up today and would give their time and their efforts to help us out on a day like today. Our WSMI staff, Tim Mize, Timbo, buddy, you're the best. He's a terrific announcer. He's a terrific friend. Dave Jenkins, Courtney Jenkins, John Michael Marty, the man who put me in business at WSMI 41 years ago. Barb Valentine, Katie Wilson, our former farm director, now with the Farm Bureau. Katie was here today. Our WSMI staff at the station, working behind the scenes, they do just a great job. And, of course, without the basketball team, we didn't have a shootout. To all the basketball teams, thank you very much. It tugs at my heart. You guys and gals are the absolute greatest. I have the privilege, I've had the privilege for over 40 years of sitting and talking about the things that you have accomplished, and it's been nothing but a sheer pleasure to do so. And I hope to get back to the point where I can do it again. So thank you very much. Please drive safely as you go home, and we look forward to seeing you next year at the next T-Down. Thank you very much.